It's Vet Nurse Day today, acknowledging the important work of men and women who work alongside the veterinarians every day that help heal, comfort and protect our pets and lovely furry friends. Now, Zoos SA is very proud of its 10 magnificent nursing staff, particularly Diane Hackoff, who's been with the company for almost 30 years as a vet nurse and hospital manager, and she joins me now. Good morning, Di.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Happy Vet Nurse Day today.
Thank you so much. It's a very special day for us.
I hear that you are one of those people who absolutely adores their job. What do you love about being a vet nurse?
What don't I love about it? I really do love everything about it, I think. I take the good with the bad. And I guess one of the things is making sure that when you've got animals out of their comfort zone, that you can make them as comfortable as possible. And in our field, that's often staying away from the animal as opposed to a domestic animal situation.
Right. Yeah, it must involve a little bit of intuition and kind of understanding of the way that animals are in all their different forms.
It really does. And we sort of call ourselves, I guess, jack of all trades, master of none, because every day we really don't know what species we may or may not have in. I remember one day we did a 300-kilo Malayan tapir anaesthetic, and then after that I was straight up doing a 20-gram hopping mouse anaesthetic, and it really showed me the, I guess, the polarisation of our job and what we have to do and know.
Wow, gosh, so that would involve some serious maths, wouldn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate that the nursing team we have here are incredibly skilled, and they really don't leave our department. So we've probably got, you know, close to 100 years of, well, over 100 years of veterinary nursing skill within our 10 nurses. So very skilled team that have been around for a long time.
And you must also have to be quite creative and think outside the box and try to find solutions on the run as well.
Oh, look, we absolutely do. And one of the things we do try to do is when we do have to catch up an animal is rather than go in and net it and really upset that animal, we'll actually try and coax it into a box, and we'll start the training of that animal a week before we have to catch it up. So, you know, it will go into the box, it will be fed, and it will be a positive experience for that animal as opposed to netting that animal. So we're always looking at ways to, I guess, reduce the stresses that our animals, you know, come under when there's a medical issue, as well as, you know, also not, I guess, delaying that catch-up, which causes stress as well. So you have to marry up, you know, what way is the best way to go, and you only have a certain time frame for catching that animal because they'll outsmart you every day of the week.
Yeah, they don't know that you're trying to help them, which must be so heartbreaking.
It is. We often get a different reaction to a lot of the keepers around the zoo because our job is so different. And, you know, even at Monarto, you know, the vet van pulls up and the animals know something's going on. So we often have to park that vet van a fair way away, and the vet or the nurse will go out with the keeper in the ute to dart that animal. So it's very well planned, usually.
And you have to use a bit of bribery sometimes?
Yes. The problem we have is that our animals often can't be fed before before they have an anaesthetic. So our bribery techniques are very reduced. It's usually get in there and grab it, unless we can plan to train it into a pet pack or something like that to move it. But we often, the animal's sick, we need to respond straight away.
Hey, congratulations for being nominated in this year's Vet Nurse of the Year. What does that recognition mean to you, Di?
I was so humbled and honoured by it. There are a lot of vet nurses in Australia, and there are a lot of excellent vet nurses in Australia that go above and beyond what they're meant to do in their daily job every day. So, you know, I didn't win that award, but I felt very humbled to be in the mix, and for me that was really special.
Yeah. And you must have had some real highlights over the years. Are there any moments that you want to share with us?
Oh, look, absolutely. you know, probably a few of the things is a few of the animals that I've had the opportunity to hand rear. I've hand reared a Nile hippo. I've hand reared a giraffe and wombat, koala, possums, western quolls that we released back to the wild, which is a very difficult challenge to hand rear something and then release it back to the wild without any human behaviours. But we did that, and that was incredibly successful as well. Other things I've got to do is be able to help out in natural disasters. I attended the 1996 BHP oil spill in Tasmania, and our nurses and our vet team have just spent 10 weeks on KI with the bushfires over there. So, and that's also running two properties. So we work hard, but we're all committed, and it's our passion, it's in our blood, and it's really hard to explain that. And, you know, so it's not uncommon for vet nurses. I think we were having to stay overnight with a giraffe that we were hand-rearing that was sick at the time, and then getting up and going to work. And so that can be really challenging, but the support that's lent to us just helps us get through.
Oh, that's good to hear. Oh, well, good on you. Any celebrations today?
We were hoping to have a lunch break, but we've got an anaesthetic now. So, the celebrations may be delayed, but, you know, the animals are our number one priority, whether it's a nurse or a keeper or anyone from our leadership team. So that will always come first.
Well, I better let you get back to it.
Lovely.
Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it, Di.
Well, thank you for having me.